So today is World AIDS Day. So there is an event happening in Woking Town Centre later on. So let's find out more about that as we chat to Stephen Arland from Pride in Surrey. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Lovely to speak to you and to hear you on the radio this time in the morning. See, not just on Sundays.
Yeah, right now.
Bright and early, yes. So today, World AIDS Day, and I know this is something that's been running since 1988. And I guess a day just sort of raising awareness of AIDS then, I suppose.
Most definitely. Over 105,000 people are living with HIV in the UK. Globally, there are an estimated 38 million people who have the virus. And despite the virus only being identified in 1984, more than 35 million people have died of HIV and AIDS-related illnesses over the years. Of course, today is to commemorate and remember those people, and of course, obviously recognise as well that there is still a lot of work to do to educate people, to erase the stigma of HIV and AIDS, and of course, to make sure that the vital medication that is required to obviously eradicate the spread of HIV is obviously circulated to those countries that aren't as privileged as the UK.
Yeah, and you know, they say there's a long way to go, but you know, we have seen advances in science. So, you know, these days, I suppose AIDS isn't the death sentence that it would have been a few years ago back in the 80s.
That's correct, yeah. I mean, obviously, despite obviously medication being out there, each year over 4,000 people are diagnosed here in the UK with HIV. And people don't necessarily know the facts about how to protect themselves and others against that. And of course, the stigma and discrimination still unfortunately remains in place. So anybody listening, obviously, do go and get yourself tested. There are a number of sexual health services are available. And of course, HIV and AIDS aren't only spread by, sexual contact. There are other ways that it is obviously taken and caught. So, of course, you need be aware of that, and of course, be aware of people's circumstances and find out more about World AIDS Day and the educational pieces that are available just over at worldaidsday.org.
Yeah, there's lots of information on there. And, you know, we mentioned the stigma and, reading the news this morning, the government pledging more than £23 million to end HIV infections in England by 2030. And the armed forces, this was a positive, they were moving long-standing barriers to people living with HIV from serving in the military. So, you know, things are going in the right direction.
Most definitely, yeah, and obviously there are a number of Pride organisations around the UK, and of course everybody will be obviously commemorating. So as you said before the piece, obviously, John, we are holding a vigil this evening at 7 p.m. at the Jubilee Square in Woking, just outside the Woking Shopping Centre, just by where Superdry and everything is.
Yeah.
And the great thing is Woking Shopping will be lighting up the Peacock Centre red as well to commemorate World AIDS Day, which is really, really good. But once again, the link is worldaidsday.org. And to find out more about Pride in Surrey and what we're doing, head over to prideinsurrey.org.
Yes, and it's really important, you know, just raising awareness and having those conversations and just, I suppose, educating and understanding AIDS and, just kind of having those conversations. So I know, Stephen, that something else that you've got and that's been making headlines locally, you have your safe space that's opening up in Woking. So tell me about that.
Yeah, the Pride Hub, absolutely fantastic. Due to amazing success on TikTok, our small little shop that was in the Peacock Centre literally glowed up, so to speak. And of course, we ended up having a significant amount of customers coming in. And of course, due to that popular demand and because of all the orders, we were able to fast track our plans to open a Pride Hub. So the Pride Hub is a safe space for anybody really that wants to come in, have a tea, coffee, find out more about the LGBTQ plus community, find out about kind of the intersectionality that exists, have a read of some of the amazing books that we'll have available. Of course, we'll also have our store there as well. So any range of rainbow goodies and, of course, other flags such as our trans flags, bisexual, non-binary, etc. So they'll all be available along with other merchandise that is made by individuals as well. We are really proud to be working with a number of great, talented individuals that are making some great things like key rings, picture frames and all sorts of things. If anybody has got a talent and you know, is into arts and crafts and has things to sell, also get in touch with us.
Absolutely, and I like the idea of the safe space. So you know, that's somewhere that people that they can go and, you know, I suppose be sort of welcomed in and get any signposts or any support and advice they may need.
Most definitely. And what people don't recognise is that the LGBT community isn't just somebody that's lesbian, somebody that's gay. You know, I'm a gay man with disabilities, for instance. And, you know, we have to recognise that there are individuals out there that are intersectional within the community. So it could be that somebody is gay and a person of colour. It could be that somebody has, you know, a mental illness or whatever. And it's great that we've got that safe space that people can come in to speak to a member of the team. It's a volunteer organisation. So, of course, we are still looking for people to come in and be involved. So if you want to get involved, if you want to spare some time to support us, then you can. We also have an Amazon wish list of things that we would like to, you know, put in there, for instance, video games and TV and got that, so that we've got more and more activities and board games, things for people to do. So yeah, anything that you can do to help, again, once I say, just go over to our social media or website, prideinsurrey.org. All the information's on there. And that safe space is opening at 11 o'clock on Saturday at Station Approach in Woking.
Excellent. Brilliant, the work that you're doing locally in the community. It's really, really good to see. And so the vigil, give us the details of that again.
Yep, so the vigil is this evening at 7 p.m. at Jubilee Square. Come and meet us literally just by the side of the War Memorial next to the Super Dry. You won't be able to miss us. The shopping centre will be glowing red thanks to Woking Shopping. And of course, just a reminder, it is World AIDS Day, which obviously takes place on the 1st of December every year to recognise the 105,000 people that are living with HIV in the UK, and of course to recognise that it is still a global pandemic that still needs a lot of work and a lot of education needs to be put into play to erase that stigma around HIV and AIDS.
Brilliant, Stephen, it's been good to talk to you, and we'll catch you on Sunday for the your show here on Radio Woking.
Always a pleasure, John, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. You too. Thank you. That's Stephen Ireland there. So that vigil happening later today in Woking Town Centre, Jubilee Square.